Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
He's the former chairman of the SEC policy advisor to Goldman Sachs. He is in charge of avoiding the herd at Bloomberg Surveillance. We welcome Arthur Levitt. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
James Stewart, I thought, with a great article in the New York Times this weekend, following a herd of bulls on Apple. The distinction to me in his wonderful article was a guy who got it right does fundamental and technical analysis. You looked at the charts and said, you got to be kidding me. Is Wall Street too narrow in their ancient view of just look at finances and fundamentals?
I think analysts that work for firms are analysts that work for firms. They're notoriously positive, and they don't like to sell. That's the human nature of the analyst. And they also get paid through increased trading. And buys obviously generate more than sales. Buyers don't have the stock,
but
sellers
but
do.
Very critically, from the days of Attorney General Spitzer, have we created more sell and hold recommendations?
No, I don't. I think only at the margins.
I agree.
I think that only at the margins, but the fundamental, the fiber of a Wall Street analyst is buy rather than sell. Buy increases volume of business. And I think analysts chase momentum, and they show a tendency, as Stewart points out, toward herd behavior.
Yeah, but I mean, we all do. I mean, the New York Mets chase momentum as well. I mean, you know, folks, to be honest, we live off these guys, and I've got a great respect. I am a CFA, and I've got a respect for them. But James Stewart's article really deserves a careful read. Again, I go back, Michael McKee, to this idea that they're in a vacuum because they're only looking at the accounting statements and the management plan. And I've found over the years, you just can't do that anymore. I go back to John Murphy. You got to look at economics. You got to look at fundamentals. And you got to look at the charts as well. And the chart on Apple was ugly, ugly, ugly.
It's human nature. People don't like to sell and don't like analysts that tell them to sell.
Let me shift gears a little bit here, Arthur. SEC, in talks to fine the Chicago Board Options Exchange $5 million for failing to oversee traders. Unusual to see an exchange get fined?
Yes, it is, but it's not unusual to see a firm get censured. They generally use a report. A 21A report was used to censure NASDAQ for collusive trading. The New York Stock Exchange has had frequent censures, but a fiscal penalty is most unusual.
What kind of other remedies could the SEC impose on an exchange?
Well, I think,
do they treat it like a company?
They have suspended specialists when they had specialists in those days. I think just the onus of an SEC censure on an exchange is something they absolutely dread, because exchanges these days are public institutions. They're very competitive, and it brings down the ire of their shareholders and really loses business for them. It's a serious matter when their overseer, the SEC, censures
right.
them.
Arthur, I don't know if you can comment on Dell, if Goldman Sachs or any of the relations you have are involved there, but I've had a lot of emails the last couple of days. Can Arthur Levitt define what is an arm's length transaction?
An arm's length transaction is one which is free of conflict, and there are very few of those, either perceived or actual.
I think that's, you know, carefully phrased by you. I think that's fine. Have you been pleased with the process of Dell? Did this go in the manner it should go in, or does Southeastern management and the others critical of Dell, do they need to be heard in their court?
I think having them heard in their court is probably a useful exercise. I haven't followed the Dell matter close enough to really have an informed judgment on it.
Now let's leave it there. Arthur Levitt, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.